You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch this season. Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. These passionate fans are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out all the latest football watching content from Pepsi. The Jaguars fall short on a nationally televised game that could have really set them apart. This is Tony Wiggins with the Jacksonville Jaguars Report here on Locked On Jaguars. They had a shot, man. They seriously had a shot on national TV in front of everyone to sort of change all of the narratives and all of the things that people say about them. And they failed. And Gardner Minshew failed to really separate himself. Now, I know you'll look at his stat line at 30 for 42, for 275 yards, and it'll seem like he had a good game. He did not. Held the ball too long, didn't really go down the field with the ball with any success, did throw one pick, threw a couple of questionable balls, had a couple of balls dropped, did throw for 275 yards, but it was check down city. And just did not look like a franchise quarterback on a night where Ryan Fitzpatrick looked like Gardner Minshew did on the first week of the season. 18 out of 20 for a 160 with two touchdowns. Jacksonville had a shot and they just didn't pass the test. You can hear this daily podcast about all Jacksonville Jaguars news and your Locked On Jaguars right here, and subscribe on Google Podcasts. But they just they failed. They had a golden opportunity to really establish themselves and set themselves apart and really served notice in the division. Now, it doesn't mean that the year is over, but it really, you know, took the air out of the sails and the air out of the balloons and the air out of the enthusiasm that a lot of fans had for them. And, you know, it's going to seem like an overreaction on my part, but it's not. I think it may have been an overreaction on my part to crown them a little bit too early. It wasn't a bad night. It didn't appear to be a bad night. What it was is more of a reality check. It's a reality check that now folks have seen the tape. They've seen what Jay Gruden's offense looks like with these guys. Now, I will say that they were missing DJ Chark and they were missing Brandon Linder. DJ Chark is their best player on offense, and Brandon Linder is arguably their best offensive lineman. Case in point, you know, that's a good assessment and a good argument to make for the Jaguars on their behalf. Still, they weren't beating Miami. And, you know, they had some coaching errors, too. They did some things that were super, super questionable in the game that made you think that same old Jaguars, same dumb mistakes, same boneheaded decisions, not championship-type decisions. What are they thinking? Same stuff. They were missing their kicker, Josh Lambeau. The only thing that really affected was the fact that when the game was out of reach, the young kid missed an extra point. But pretty much they were dominated. The defense still leaves a whole lot to be desired. Josh Allen still hasn't shown up and proved that he can do anything without the presence of Calais Campbell and Yannick Ngakoue. Some interesting observations. I told you guys, you know, and I said this on the newscast that I do here in Jacksonville, when they get beat real bad, they're going to be sitting over there happy. I saw Jay Gruden and Gardner Minshew laughing. And I wonder how people feel about that, because the old players were chippy. They would get mad when they were losing. They would get angry. And I think the players would relate to that, because the fans would be upset that they're losing. And at the very least, you could say at least it looked like they cared. Well, these guys were laughing. They were smiling. I saw players talking and hamming it up when they were losing. So, you know, if you want to lose and everybody gets along and everybody smiles about it, then that's fine. I just wonder how fans feel about it, even when coaches are smiling with players. Do you accept mediocrity? Do you accept getting beat? And do you accept everyone seeing you smiling and being okay with getting beat? Is that what it is now? Have we come to that? Is that what it is? I don't know, man. I just don't know. We'll have to see how the rest of this season turns out. But it's the weekend. We'll have a lot to think about it. We'll have an awful lot to think about it over the weekend. You can let this marinate all weekend. And check out all of this and everything else that you can hear about the Jaguars daily here on Locked On Jaguars. And like I said, subscribe here on Google Podcasts. All right, so we'll dissect it. We'll look at the offense, the defense, and then I'll talk about some of the coaching blunders. And that's what they were, blunders, and everybody know it. You know, if you watch the game, you saw it. It is what it is, man. If you watch the game, you saw it. And just highly, highly disappointing. Just a highly disappointing effort. A highly disappointing effort from this team. The coaching effort, all of it, just pretty much piss poor. Buckle your seatbelts. I'm going to give it to you. Disappointing loss, 31-13. Miami came up here and Peter rolled, whipsawed, all of these things you want to talk about. That's what they did to the Jaguars tonight, and everybody's calling for defense coordinator Todd Wash to be run out of town again. We'll see. Buckle up. We'll talk about that. We'll go defense first since that's what they decided to put on the field early tonight. We'll go defense first, and we'll do it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. I have a message for you. I want you to help support your local businesses. Whether they're your corner stores, coffee spots, or your favorite shops, local businesses have always been on your team, supporting you and your community. They remember your order, call you by name, and always give back, making a difference and going that extra mile. But right now, local businesses need you, so let's be there for them. The next time you go shopping, help your team score and choose to shop at local businesses. And while you're there, look for the contactless symbol and tap to pay with a contactless Visa to help support your community. Because where and how you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be, the official partner of the NFL. This season, get football on your time with NFL Game Pass. You can catch every snap from every game with full replays and see all of the plays in just 45 minutes with condensed games. You can relive all the gutsy calls, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars from every game, every week. It's all the action, all the football you can handle, all in one place. And NFL Game Pass is the only place you can replay every game all season long. You'll also learn from the league's best players with over 40 NFL Game Pass film session episodes. Go inside the game from a player's perspective as they break down the game's concepts and techniques. Learn from the best like Deshaun Watson, Stephon Gilmore, Devontae Adams, and many more. NFL Game Pass also provides access to the entire NFL Games archive. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops. Okay, man, so I said that we were going to talk about defense first because that's where the Jaguars, who won the toss, inexplicably decided that they were going to – that's the unit that they were going to put on the field first. I don't know why you would do that. I don't know why they would defer. I guess because they feel like they were a second-half team all year long. I think they really needed to get off the quick starts. I've said it all offseason. They needed to get off the quicker starts during the game. The first 2 weeks of the season – they didn't get off to very quick starts, and they lost both games after roaring from behind in the second half. They put their defense on the field. Devil's advocate, let me take a wild guess what they wanted to do. They wanted to give their defense some confidence. Why? You know, this isn't an experiment here, okay? You know, they're coaching like they think they got time. You know what I mean? They say that they're not tanking, and they claim that, you know, they're trying to win every game, but they're coaching as if they just have time. And let me say this, too. The DJ Chark didn't play. I don't think he was a healthy scratch. I think he was obviously hurt. But I heard somewhere today that, well, maybe they think they can beat Miami without him and they want to rest him up. If that's the case, and I don't know if that's confirmed, and I haven't heard that from any official source, like, he can go, but I think they can win this game without him. That's trash. You don't do that in it. If he can go, you treat this like a playoff game. If he can go, he needs to go. You don't have time to give away games. You don't. You don't treat this as if, especially when, you know, you're a whisker away from being 2-0. You play. You play to win, right? So, back to this deferment. I think you come out and try to play with the lead for a change. You put your offense on the field. You get your defense. You get some points on the board, and then you put your offense on the field first. Try to get some points on the board. Todd Walsh has come out and let the other team in consecutive weeks just come out and just move the ball right down the field on Jacksonville. I mean, it's like clockwork. And I'm not smart enough to sit here and tell you whether they're doing anything differently. It just looks like teams just scheme them up. And if they are doing something differently, whatever they're doing differently ain't working. I mean, he looks awful. He just looks awful. It looks like whatever they are doing or not doing is ineffective, right? If teams come out every single week and they dial these plays up and they just go bang, bang, bing, bing, boom, go right down the field. And these are sustained drives, and you know, it's run pass mix, and you know, it's always a nice little play. And the Jakeenan Grant play was just, you know, it wasn't similar to, but the result was similar to the same thing that they did last week with Jonnu Smith. It was a dial up play, and they got chunk yardage out of it. I mean, come on, man. I mean, something's got to give, bro. I mean, you know, it's been like 7-8 years now, and nothing's changed. They're not getting anything out of these players on defense, right? So the players have changed, the personnel has changed, and then, you know, I ain't talking about rankings. I ain't talking about all of that. You know, you've changed a lot of the assistants, and it's still the same thing. With, you know, a couple of years aside, when you had a whole, basically an all-star team on defense, it's just pathetic. It is absolutely, this is the worst defense I've ever seen here, honestly. Well, not really. Maybe this is the worst defense when you actually expect them to be okay, right? It's just bad, man. It's atrocious. It's awful. So then let me tell you, this is where the age also showed up. C.J. Henderson on the opening drive. Somebody catches the ball. I don't know if it was Grant or I don't know if it was Devontae Parker. They catch the ball. C.J. doesn't even tap him down by contact. The dude, he claps his hands. The dude gets up and he runs. And he has to get tackled by the safety. Are you kidding me? He has to get tackled by Dewey. This is where your age, this is where maturity, this is where the press clippings, this is where concentration and focus comes into play. In the second half, and I was sitting right there in the club, I worked my way down in the 100 section. The crowd booed on the little wheel route by the running back. The running back tries to catch the ball with one hand, the referee throws the flag. You can boo all you want to. And Kalavon was pleading his case. Kalavon grabbed the guy's arm. You can boo all you want to. I don't care. Look at the replay. You can't grab a guy's arm on a route. I'm looking on Twitter, and I'm seeing media guys saying, give us a break. No, give you a break what? You can't grab a guy's arm on a route. Is this what we're going to do? We're going to complain about officiating? You got guys getting kicked out of the game for making contact with refs now? See, we talk about being together and we talk about maturity and we talk about all of this stuff, but all I saw all night was guys yapping to the officials because they weren't good enough. Number 90 can't play. He's a career backup. Number 90 makes you miss Tyson Alualu, who's had a long career now. And everybody thought Tyson Alualu was a bust. Tyson Alualu looks like Reggie White compared to Taven Bryan. We need to give up on that experiment. Taven Bryan is not a starting three technique in the National Football League. I'm sorry. Malik Jackson is playing lights out, and the old man Calais Campbell is playing lights out in Baltimore. Malik Jackson is showing out up in Philly. It was a mistake. It was another mistake of an experiment. Sorry. It's not working. Josh Allen, nice guy. This isn't aimed at him. This is not slander to Josh Allen. But Josh Allen made his little spiel about how he loves being here and all that. And I'll give him a break because he later on said that there's a lot of nice guys that left here, good players. And, you know, he didn't trash those dudes. But Josh Allen said how much he loved Duval and how much he wanted to be here and all that. Everybody said, you know, I'm go buy me a Josh Allen jersey. I love this dude. Y'all still care? Do you care how much he loves Jacksonville now that he has one sack? He had a garbage time sack tonight in three games. And y'all still thinking he's better than Nick Bosa, even though Nick Bosa's hurt? Y'all still thinking he's in the same class as like Myles Garrett and all those dudes now? Now that he doesn't have all that help around him? You still care that he wants to be here for the rest of his life? Or you don't? Or y'all turned on him yet? Because that's what's going to happen if he doesn't get sacks. Mike Mayock still dumb? I'm just curious because this is what happens when you don't win, I'm telling you. This is why you got to keep your head down, man. You got to keep your head down and keep grinding. Because you'll be just like those other guys that just left out of here. And it's a matter of 1 week, it'll flip on you. We'll talk about the offense, man. And then I'm going to talk about this putrid coaching effort, too. It doesn't take long to switch, man. It doesn't take long to switch. I'm doing this for a reason because they had a golden opportunity. And you know, and I'm not doing it because I was wrong about the effort. I was just giving them credit for what they did. I was giving them credit for the advancement, you know, giving them credit because, you know, they basically threw eggs back at everybody and told everybody where they can, you know, stick it in all of their opinions. Mm-hmm. I give them credit. Now they got to get that work now. They got to take that whooping because now on national TV, not regional, when they had a shot, quarterback, everybody else. And by the way, I got something for – it's a certain couple of people out there. I got something for you in a second. But by the way, on national TV, you laid an egg, a big fat one. And this is the only chance you had. And in the next segment, I'm gonna get on the coaches now because I don't think you put the kids in a position. You didn't put them in a position to be successful. You didn't prepare them for the moment. They could have played a little bit better. I'll tell you about it in just a second. All right, we back, man. But I got to tell you about our show sponsor, and that is MyBookie. You need to invest in your intuition. Use the promo code Locked On and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play. Designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Your winning season begins today only at MyBookie. Better get you some money. If your team gonna lose, at least you can make some bets and get you some Skrilla and put it in your pocket, man. Everybody can use some money right now. I know that's for sure. I can. 31-13, Dolphins beat the Jaguars. Lifeless effort offensively and defensively. James Robinson had 86 yards receiving, only 46 yards rushing. Two touchdowns on the ground, though. Pretty good for the rookie. Good effort. Solid player. Solid player will have a really, really good career. Not going to put him in Canton yet, like everybody else wants to. Good, solid football player. Don't know if he'll ever see a Pro Bowl. I don't know if he's that type of guy. Good, solid football player. Hard-nosed football player. You can get by. You'll do more than get by with a dude like that, right? Yeah. Good, solid football player. I don't think you ever have to worry about him not keeping his head down. You won't ever get caught up smelling himself, right? Viska, Chenault, good game. At worst, is a really, really good number two receiver. Could probably be a 1A. I don't think Conley had a good game. He dropped one early that probably could have given the Jags some early momentum. And then he ran an ugly route late where Xavier Howard, who was a very good player, got a pick on a ball that was also poorly thrown by Minshew. Mitchell had a problem driving a ball down the field today. And also the ball security issue came back up, and he fumbled the ball, which led to a Miami touchdown that put the game out of reach. So let's talk about the offense. I'll get to the offense now. It was 14-0, did really good to put some points on the board. Did really good to put some points on the board and bring it to 14-7. Poor management, clock management at the end of the first half. You get the ball back with 30-something seconds left inside your 20-yard line. Why the hell are you not just trying to go inside, go to the locker room? Why? You're down 21-7. Why are you not just trying to take it to the – you get the ball in the second half. Why are you not just trying to go into the locker room at halftime? Now, I know you say, well, Wig, now, wait a minute. A couple of years ago when they were in Foxborough, it was 31 seconds left. They had the ball like on the 30-something yard line. And you criticized them for kneeling. You're right. I did. I criticized. But they weren't inside the 20. Right? They weren't inside their 20. That was the AFC Championship game. All they had to do was take a chance and just attempt to get the ball across the 40 and then take another chance and get it across the 50 and give Lambeau a shot from – get it across the 40, give Lambeau a shot. That's all you had to do. It's a difference when you're inside your 20-yard line. And then as the clock started to run down, it was like 19 seconds left. You got a penalty, and now you're still inside your own 20-something yard line with 19 seconds left, and you're like still throwing the ball. What are you going to get accomplished? And then even before that, or it may have been after that, I don't know. It was like third and 10, and they did a toss sweep to Chris Thompson. And then they went for it on fourth down, and Minshew got sacked. It wasn't Jay Gruden's finest hour, but I'm used to seeing that when he was with the Washington football team. That's bad Jay Gruden, and that's the kind of stuff that reared its ugly head before. I've seen that before. And that's kind of what happens when teams get taped, too. It's not going to be the last time. You're going to see it. Y'all going to want to choke him through the TV screen sometimes. I'm telling you, that's not the last time you've seen it. It's not going to be the last time you're going to hate his body language when he's sitting over there on the bench laughing and the Minshew over there laughing. They're getting beat by 18 points in the fourth quarter. What's funny? Yeah. You spent your money. You stayed up. Some of y'all took the day off tomorrow. You had your Jaguar jerseys on. You had your mustache on. And you're getting beat. And your coaches, your coordinator, your quarterback over there, they chumming it up, man. Yep. So the deferment, the clock management, all of that stuff. You didn't give those kids a chance to win. You didn't. Third and 7, why are you throwing the ball underneath the first down sticks? For the life of me, I can't understand it. And what Minshew has to learn how to do, if you're going to throw the ball underneath the sticks, you have to lead the receivers. He has to stop doing that. And y'all going to continue to make excuses. I'm not going to give him a pass on that. If you're going to throw the ball to these dudes – behind the sticks, you better throw it to them so they can keep running. I can understand you throwing it short to keep them from getting hit and keep them from running into something, but you can't keep doing that. You can't. So I got criticized, too, for saying that Minshew was similar to Ryan Fitzpatrick. And lately I said he has a little bit of a higher ceiling, but I got criticized for saying that. Ryan Fitzpatrick tonight was 18 for 20 for 160 yards and 2 touchdowns, and he used his legs. You don't think that's Minshew like? Go look at Minshew's stats against Indy the first week. He was 19 for 20 for 172 yards and 3 touchdowns. Same thing. Troy Aikman said tonight, Fitz in his 16th year was very Minshew like. Very similar. Very similar. Y'all get emotional and get mad at me when I say stuff like that. The guy was Minshew like. Now, in his 16th year, he Minshew tonight. It was just the same thing. It was he did exactly the Minshew what Minshew does to other people. And that's what I was talking about. That was good Fitzpatrick. Minshew, when he's on, is good Fitzpatrick. But he's sometimes better than that. That's all I was saying. I ain't saying he's just like him. I'm saying that's similar. That's kind of what he is sometimes. Don't get mad at the messenger. Jags got to regroup. Now, you know, you got to hope this thing doesn't start getting off the rails. They got to go to Cincinnati and they got to play Joe Burrow, another mobile quarterback. They got a terrible offensive line. If the defensive line doesn't play better against Cincinnati, now you're going to know they got problems. And the Bengals got 10 days to study up. They got another game, but you don't think the Bengals were watching tonight? Maybe they get Geno Atkins back and they're going to get some things going up there. If the Bengals play the way that they played against the Browns, they got a chance to beat the Jaguars unless the Jaguars really, really regroup. But they got to stop all this sniggling and grinning on the sideline, man, and take things seriously. I know you guys take it seriously. You guys are going to have a nice weekend. And I'll be back Monday with more daily stuff here on Locked On Jaguars. Me and James Rapine will be back on Wednesday with our Locked On NFL show as well. And you can subscribe on Google Podcasts as well as iTunes and Apple. Also follow along on Spotify and check out a lot of our program on the Locked On NFL Podcast Network and just Locked On Podcast Network, period. You guys have a nice weekend. Enjoy. Take care of yourself and continue to take care of each other. The Jags fall 31-13. There is hope. They can go to 2-2 next week with a win in Cincinnati. All is not lost, man, but I just got to keep it real because that's what we do here on the Locked On Podcast Network. You take care. This is Tony Wiggins. Have a nice weekend, and hopefully the Jaguars will regroup.